Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Want to greet you, Elder Lloyd. How are you doing?
I am doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. I hope that you had a good day.
No, I've had a good day thus far, and I hope you had a good day, as well as the listeners, wherever they are.
Oh, yes, we bless the name of the Lord. We had a wonderful one, indeed. Now, you know, today's lesson is a continuation of the study into the prophecy given through the image of the statue in the book of Daniel. We're still looking at the fulfillment of that prophecy, up to the present day. Now, please, if you may, my elder, you know, give us a summary of today's lesson. Does the prophecy predict that?
26.
Are you?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. I was wondering because I heard somebody speak there. So I thought maybe I'm on another call. Now, please give us a summary of today's lesson. Does the prophecy predict that efforts would be made to unite the post-Roman Empire nations of Europe under one ruler?
Well, yes, it does. And that is what makes prophecy a bit compelling. You know, in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, after the iron legs representing the Roman Empire, the prophecy describes the feet as mixed clay as well as iron. Daniel explains that this phase represents a divided kingdom. Says it would return some strength like iron, but it would not hold together. So he even goes on to say that they mingle with seeds of men, but they will not adhere to one another. So, in other words, after Roman Empire would fragment, and I mean, after the Roman Empire fragments, there is nothing that will, there is no one that is going to be able to bring unity of all the European kingdom, or should I say, all the world under one ruler. So history shows that there has been efforts to try and reunify Europe under a single ruler, but each has ultimately failed because prophecy has spoken it.
169, 26, 103.
Hello, I don't know if you are there.
Yes, we are here. We're here.
Yes. So I was saying, I'm not so sure if, you got it. But basically, prophecy has predicted that there is no one who's going to be able to reunify Europe under one ruler.
Mm.
Yes.
Man, yeah. Now, what are the chances that such a specific break, you know, could have so accurately been predicted centuries before?
You consider it carefully. It's remarkable. At the time Daniel spoke, the Roman Empire had not yet risen to be a global power as yet. It had not yet become a global dominant force. So yet prophecy outlines not only the Roman strength symbolized by iron, but also the fragmentation and the lasting division that would follow. So predicting the fall of the empire is one thing, but also predicting the territory that would the territory would never successfully consolidate is another thing. That shows that indeed God was leading throughout the way. This is no human effort. This is no human intelligence, but this is God Himself giving what no man can give. So from a human standpoint, the probability is very low, you know. But from a faith standpoint, it affirms a divine foresight.
Mm. Now, in Matthew, thank you for that. Now, in Matthew 24:35, you know, it says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Now, knowing what prophecy has predicted one way or another, somebody may wonder, can't the devil maybe orchestrate that things unfold differently just to make prophecy seem unreliable?
That's a very powerful and a thoughtful question. Now, first, if you look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 35, Christ is making a bold claim that his word is more enduring than the physical universe. Just a second. Yes. He's making a claim that his word is more enduring than the universe. So if prophecy originated merely from human speculation, then perhaps events could undermine it. But biblically, prophecy represents the word of God as sovereign over all history. So not merely observing it, but basically guiding everything, meaning that everything that happens, God has predicted it. Not only did he predict, but means that he saw it. You know, sometimes when you speak about prediction, it's as if it's as if it was a guess, but God foresaw it because he is everlasting in knowledge and wisdom.
Now, the lesson ends with a short story about Napoleon. Please do share with us that story, his ambitions, and ultimately his experience as it relates to prophecy.
Napoleon Bonaparte is one man that rose to power in the early 19th century with an enormous ambition. He sought to dominate Europe and to effectively restore. Mm. At one point, he had an unprecedented influence of the entire continent. It appeared as though Europe might finally unite under one ruler. But ultimately, his campaign failed. He was defeated, exiled, and briefly returned, and then permanently removed from power after Waterloo. His story mirrors prophecy's framework.
Mm.
Repeated. I mean, it's not only him. We've got repeated leaders leaders that have attempted to do so. We have got Hitler. We have got quite a number of people, that have tried to basically unify Europe together. Through conquest, through alliance and ideology, yet long-term unity never holds. So Napoleon's experience illustrates that human ambition cannot override what God has foretold. God gave us Daniel chapter 2 to basically show that this is what was going to happen, and his word is sure. It cannot be changed by a mere human. So what I can say is he is one of many that have tried but has failed because the word of prophecy is sure.
My elder, I must thank you so much for coming through, man. Always appreciate your time here on the Adventist World Radio. Blessings to you and your family, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my leader.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.